Cairngorm the Macwomble the Terrible, to give him his full name, had come down from his home in Scotland to stay with his Womble cousins in their Wimbledon borough. He hadn't chosen a very good time for his visit, as the weather was cold and wet and windy.
"It reminds me of the Highlands."
"So it does," said the Macwomble.
"Yes," said Great Uncle Bulgaria, "and I haven't seen a single human being on the common today. Yes, but they're a silly lot. They seem to think a spot of rain will make them melt. And that means," he went on, rather grumpily, "that means there'll be little or no rubbish for the young Wombles to tidy up."
"And mischief finds work for idle paws," said the Macwomble, quoting an old Womble proverb.
"Yeah, they'll be up to all kinds of tricks. If I was in charge of this borough..."
"Yes, well, you're not," snapped Great Uncle Bulgaria.
"I am. I shall go to my study and think of an answer to the problem. Excuse me, Macwomble."
The Macwomble's little round eyes twinkled, but he didn't say anything. He knew perfectly well that after the very good lunch Madame Chollet had given them, Great Uncle Bulgaria would soon be having a nice little nap. And as the Macwomble loved to be in charge, he decided that he would see what he could do. So off he strode with his kilt swinging to the library. Wellington was sitting with his paws over his ears. He was trying to keep out the noise his friends were making as they played Blind Womble's Bluff all over the borough at the tops of their voices. Spread in front of Wellington was a very large magazine full of coloured pictures.
"What have you there, young Wellington?"
asked the Macwomble. "What? Oh, yeah, sorry," said Wellington. "Oh, it's you, Macwomble. Yes, sorry. I say, isn't this a smashing magazine? Just look at..."
"It'll be English, no doubt,"
said the Macwomble, not sounding at all interested.
"Oh, no, it's..."